98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Now, let's start with the Six Nations. We're going to hear from Andy Farrell in a second, Nathan. Of course, no game for Ireland this weekend, but a thrilling game yesterday, England winning. Another match today, which Ireland will have their eyes on.
Yes, Ireland. Obviously, you mentioned Ireland's clash with Italy was called off. Every game involving Italy across all men, women and under-20s were called off. But England did run out 33-30 winners over Wales at Twickenham. And as you mentioned, France travelled to Scotland today at 3 p.m. But the coronavirus has affected not only the Six Nations, the Pro 14 as well. Munster and Connacht's upcoming Pro 14 fixtures against Benetton and Zebre have been postponed. Due to the coronavirus, the Italian government has now extended restrictions on sporting events until the 3rd of April. The Pro 14 is aiming to reschedule the games during the European weekends in April or May.
Yes, now the Ireland coach Andy Farrell training this week. Of course, the team, they played also an in-house game against Ulster, and chatting to Irish Rugby TV, he first spoke about the disappointment of the Italy game being off and the reasons for it.
Andy, fair amount of uncertainty around our fixtures in the Six Nations and the cancellation of the Italy game this weekend. How have the players coped with that?
Obviously, there's disappointment not to play the Italy game. The only thing that you want to do after a disappointing result over at Twickenham and performance is to play again, and we don't get the chance to do that, but that's life. We've got to get on with it and deal what's in front of us.
In terms of this week then, what's the focus been for the players?
Well, obviously France. Assessing what happened at Twickenham and making sure that we've got clear understanding and learnings from that, and are moving forward with those learnings throughout the week. We've had a great week, a tough old week. You know, we obviously have no game this weekend, so we get to watch the rest of the fixtures, but we've trained hard this week. Hopefully we've got better as well.
Looking ahead to those fixtures, you'll have a keen eye obviously on the French game. What are you looking for?
We've seen a pattern of how they're playing, and obviously it's working really, really well for them, and they're playing really confidently. I think Scotland will be tough enough at Murrayfield, so we'll see how they cope with that. We know that they're a side that kick the ball nice and early. They've got really good energy in the kick chase, and defensively are really strong, and they like to play off free flowing ball like all good French sides do, and get a few offloads. The 9 and 10 are very lively as well. So good side. A pretty similar type of game to what we played against at Twickenham a few weeks ago.
Any concerns about the layoff this weekend in terms of losing match sharpness, or you know, is it an extra week to recover?
No, there's no concerns. We have a plan to take advantage of that. As I said, we've trained really hard this week. We've got quite a bit of fitness in ourselves, and physically we'll be ready. There's been quite a bit of contact work as well, so we're battle hardened as far as that's concerned. We played a game against the 20s last week, which was great, but Ulster have come down today, and yeah, that was a great outing for both parties really, and we really appreciate them coming down.
You mentioned the contact work. Looking at that session today against Ulster, it was pretty full on, wasn't it?
We've got to make sure that we are battle hard, and if we put the work in like that, we get a chance to recover properly over the weekend, and we come in on Sunday night in good form.
An unusual opportunity to train against Ulster and have them run lines against you that maybe you're not expecting.
Well, I suppose Ulster in a little bit of limbo as well, you know, and they're clicking their heels up there in Belfast, so like I said, we're unbelievably grateful that they take the time to come down to the High Performance Centre here in Dublin and have a great outing against the boys. It was a great session that was done in the right manner, and yeah, it was pretty physical at times, but done in the right manner, and both sides got a lot out of it.
So rest up this weekend, and then match mode comes Sunday evening.
Well, we'll recover from the session today, and we'll assess what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and reflect about that over the weekend. We'll watch the games as well with interest, obviously, and come bouncing into work next week.
Yeah, that's the Ireland coach Andy Farrell chatting to Irish Rugby TV in the indoor dome at Abbottstown during the week as Ireland, of course, trained with no match this weekend. And two of his players also spoke to Irish Rugby TV. Here's Caelan Doris and Ronan Kelleher.
It is strange, but it's out of our control, I guess. So the benefit of it is getting that extra week prep, getting our detail down this week, and then we can hit the ground running next Monday.
What do you do this weekend?
Kick the feet up, probably watch the other games and relax. It's been a tough week, so be relaxing mainly.
Travelling to France and travelling to Paris, it's always a daunting prospect. What are you expecting?
Yeah, obviously they've gone very well over the first few games. Get another opportunity to have a look at them this weekend, but they've threats all through both their pack and their back line. 9 and 10, Dupont and Entomac are especially dangerous. So yeah, we'll be watching that closely and looking forward to going up against them next week.
Yeah, it was a bit weird for a day or two, but we moved on quickly enough, and now the focus is on France next week, so we moved on quickly.
Obviously you had the down week last week, you had the open training session. The plan then this week is almost a similar kind of approach to a down week, isn't it?
Yeah, similar enough. So we're back into Carton on Thursday for another session here, and then I suppose we'll go away, then rest up for the weekend, watch those Six Nations games, and then back in Monday ready to go for France.
Opportunity, I suppose, to get a bit of extra work under the belt, a bit of extra analysis done.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, we started our prep on France there last week, so we've really had the guts of 2.5 weeks now to prep for them. So yeah, looking forward to it now.
Now, former Ireland Lions and Leinster man Shane Byrne is on the line. Shane, how are you?
Yeah, morning, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, all good.
Shane, firstly, just your overall reaction to what's been going on in the world, really, but particularly the impact on sport of coronavirus. Ireland, Italy off this weekend. There's other sporting events across the world off, and I know the FAI and the RFU are going to have more meetings this week about future matches and what's going to happen from a domestic point of view and international point of view as well. And it's concerning times for everybody, really.
There's no doubt about it. Look, it's the right thing to do, unfortunately. Yes, it's very disruptive from, a selfish point of view, from the sports fans. You still want to see games going ahead. But look, unfortunately, we're probably only scratching the surface of it at the moment. And it'll get to be something very, very large in our lives. And then hopefully it'll go away just as quickly. But yeah, very disruptive, particularly from an Irish point of view this weekend.
Would you have concerns, Shane, about the rest of this Six Nations? I know Ireland Italy will have to be played, hopefully, at some stage to complete the tournament. At the moment, that's the only game that's definitely off. Can you foresee in the last round anything else happening?
Well, yeah, look, from a practical point of view, France will definitely, France Rugby Union will want to play the game, because assuming that they win today, they will want to go for the Grand Slam. They have huge momentum, and the last thing they'll want to do is to postpone it. But they have made the ruling in the country that, gatherings, over 5,000 is not to happen, and yet there's going to be nearly 80,000 at the game if it goes ahead. There is things like that you wouldn't be surprised if it escalates a little bit more, and there could be a few more postponements. We're kind of just in limbo. There's nothing anybody can do about it, because any of the decisions that are made are correct, and they have to be made. And wouldn't be surprised if they escalate. Great if they don't, but we just got to wait and see.
Yeah, Scotland, France later on today at 3:00. And Shane, we heard there from the Ireland camp talking about, their extra week of training and being able to get Ulster in to play an in-house game and stuff like that. And, I'm sure when they're speaking to the media, they're very positive about having, an extra week to prepare for France. But I'm sure they would have liked to have a chance to beat Italy and to probably beat Italy well at the Aviva Stadium this weekend, having lost to England at Twickenham, to bounce into France with that opportunity, of course, not there for them.
Yeah, listen, all the brave talk and, it's fine and we're just focusing. Look, they absolutely would have wanted that Italy game. The fixtures actually sat very well for us, considering what happened against England. We would have had a good few changes against Italy. We would have been able to blood a few players, get a lot more. I would have thought guys getting a start and making it an easy step for Farrell going into the French game, that if anyone really put their hands up for a position, then they deserve to start against them in the bigger game. But now he really has to make his decision. I don't think he can go with type. It's put pressure on him in that respect. But the players obviously would have preferred to have the game against Italy at home. Like, it's you know, a very, very important game in the cycle of it to get ready for the French.
Yeah, and Ireland report back to hotel tonight, having had a couple of days off across the weekend too, and get ready for France in France next Saturday, Shane. And just finally, a word on that one too. And of course, it's important for Ireland to try and pick up, you know, a victory in that game, and also a good performance. And, you know, the post-mortem of England is well and truly done now, and it's all eyes on the French.
Yeah, and we'll see how they are today, obviously later on. And but if they're continuing anywhere like the momentum that they started in the first few games, you know, they're looking very, very impressive. A lot of the return back to traditional French rugby, but also Sean Edwards bringing that bit of metal to the defence, which is exactly what they needed. And they're almost rejuvenated. What is it? I think 2010, since the last time they won the Six Nations. And, you know, they really are hunting very, very strongly for this. And if they do a job on Scotland, they will be relishing the idea of getting Ireland at home.
Great stuff, Shane Byrne. Thanks a million. Speak to you next weekend.
Take care, man.
Nathan, that's the men's Six Nations over for this weekend. But of course, the 20s and the ladies we've been focusing on the last number of weeks on the show as well. And the 20s have started really well, of course, with a couple of big wins. But their competition, and they played England, of course, well, also affected by what's going on in the world with coronavirus.
Yeah, as we mentioned, the coronavirus really stopped the entire Italy age levels at all. Games were postponed. Obviously, Ireland against Italy was meant to be on Friday. That was postponed. But England did face Wales. Wales ran out 23-22 winners, while Scotland lost to France 29-22. Next up for Ireland is, of course, a trip to France against the Stade Anime Girard that kicks off at 8 p.m. on March 13th, next Friday.
And concerning stuff from the Ladies Six Nations, one of the players has actually contracted coronavirus. Now, not from Ireland, but again, you know, this illness will not choose, you know, only young people, or only old people, or people who aren't involved in important sports matches. It will choose who it chooses by the fact that it can just be contracted by anybody.
Yeah, Scotland's Six Nation clash with France was postponed after a player tested positive for coronavirus. The Scottish Rugby announced 7 staff and players are in self-isolation following their trip to Italy on the 23rd of February. They returned. Their clash with Italy was, of course, postponed due to the outbreak. But Chief Medical Officer for Scotland and the Scottish Government, Dr. James Robson, said, "We are pleased that our players are doing well and that all the correct medical procedures have been followed and continue to be followed." The statement added that the fixture at Scotstoun Stadium in Glasgow will be rescheduled, with tickets for the original date remaining valid.
Yeah, and you would hope as well, you know, again, I'm not an expert in this, but listening to all of the experts and doctors on the radio and on TV, that, you know, a sports person who's very fit, their body should be able to fight off coronavirus. There's a lot more chance of someone actually, you know, dying if they're a younger person, but particularly an older person in their 70s and over too. So hopefully, you know, that player is okay. But, you know, the fact that they've shared stadiums and buses and airplanes and everything with their teammates and with opposition teams and referees and officials and stuff as well, I would assume there's going to have to be a plan put in place, you know, to make sure all of those, you know, areas are properly cleaned, and to make sure that when the next game happens at places that she has been in, that it's not possible for somebody else to get it. And that's something even in our studios here, they're all being cleaned and deep cleaned and plans put in place if things do get worse. What might happen for everybody, really?
Yeah, and I think it's good that it rubbishes claims of, like, only young kids or people with underlying issues can get it, because this is a woman in the peak of her fitness, peak of her powers, and she's picked up this coronavirus. It's a massive effect, obviously, and you only realise when something like this breaks out how they are in such close proximity for such a long time. So it is it's not exactly the healthiest situation.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.